Simon & Schuster Audio presents Two If by Sea by Jacqueline Michard. Read by George Newbern.
Chapter 1. So many things happen when people can't sleep. It was always hot in Brisbane, but that night was pouty, unsettling. After getting Natalie and her family comfortable in their rooms at the inn, Frank couldn't rest. His leg plagued him. The toll of oppressive weather on that kind of old injury was no old farmer's myth. He rambled around, briefly joining Natalie's brother Brian in the bar on the beach, then painfully mounting the switchbacked decks of wooden stairs that led to a kind of viewing platform just adjacent to the car park, looking out over Bribby Island Beach. Up there, he hoped the signal would be good enough to call home. His home, if home is the place you start it. For Frank, that would always be a ramshackle horse farm in south-central Wisconsin. Now, probably more ramshackle than when he last saw it, 3 years before. As the brrrr on the other end began, his pulse quickened. He looked up at the sky and thought of all the calls darting through the sea of radio waves tonight, swift as swallows. Dutiful, hopeful, wistful, sad.
Frank?
His sister Eden answered, her voice holiday bright and holiday brittle, suddenly next to him across...